Hello, I'm Manasaran, Program Manager in the Microsoft Azure Backup team. This is the second part of this two-part video series where we talk about four simple steps to enable modern backup storage. All you need to do is to add volumes to maps, configure workload-aware storage, and begin backing up by creating a protection group. Having talked about the first three steps and setting the storage up in the first video, let us begin backing up to achieve all the benefits of modern backup storage. This can be done by creating a protection group through the Protection tab. Say, we wish to backup some SQL databases. In the Create Protection Group wizard, we will select servers, and then you can select the databases that you want to backup. For now, let's select the Maps databases. Then we will select the kind of protection you need, that is short-term to disks and long-term protection to Azure. Next, we will select the short-term goals, that is the retention range and the synchronization frequency. The next step is to review the disk allocation. Here, the total data size and disk storage provisioned for maps will give you the size of the data and the amount of storage maps would need to store it in the long run. Since we have configured SQL databases to be stored on SQL Vol, maps will select this particular volume for storing them. But say, if you want to store this data in some other volume which stores some other related data, you can do that by changing it here through the drop-down. Please note that these changes will also be dynamically reflected in the total space, free space, and the under-provisioned space columns of the volumes in the available disk storage pane. Under-provisioned space gives you the amount of space maps suggest to be added to the volume for the backups to continue smoothly over time. Once you have reviewed disk allocation, you can select the replica creation method. So for now, let us set it to be created now over the network, and the consistency checks to happen only when the replica becomes inconsistent. The next step is to select the workloads we want to backup to Azure. Having selected the data, we can define the backup schedule. I'll select the backup to happen twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. Coming to the online retention policy page, we can specify how long we can store the backups that we have just configured. This can be done for daily, weekly, and yearly backups. The next step is to choose online replica creation method. For now, let us allow the initial backups to happen over the network. For large amounts of data, you can also use offline backup. Finally, your protection group is ready to be created using modern backup storage in Maps V2. Thanks for watching.